Sue, are you crying?
Yes, it was so sad.
But it's just a story.
I know, but wasn't it sad when the girl was lost?
Well, yes, I suppose. And why are you frowning, Eileen?
You don't understand, Martin. We like to cry about sad stories.
Do you like to feel unhappy?
Not exactly, but we like to feel bad about unhappy events.
Don't you ever feel unhappy?
Yes, I do.
What makes you feel sad, Daddy?
Sometimes the news on television makes me unhappy. Just look at that. Wars. Violence. That makes me unhappy.
It was very sad when the mother died in the story.
Yes, it was.
The
family was sorrowful.
Are you sorrowful about the news, Daddy?
Not exactly. I'm unhappy, but I don't stay sorrowful or depressed.
Why not?
The events are over. They're finished. I can't change them. I'm sorry they happened, but I can't stay unhappy all the time. I have to think about the good things that happened, too.
It's like a story on television. You're unhappy while you're watching it.
I'm unhappy when it's finished, too.
But you don't stay unhappy for a long time. You do other things. You forget the unhappy events and feelings.
I'll never forget this story.
I hope you don't forget. And when you remember this story, you'll have these feelings all over again. That's the way good stories make you feel. But you can't be unhappy all the time.
What makes you feel unhappy, Mama?
You know, you saw me.
You mean stories on television?
That's one thing. I cried over this story, too.
What else?
Some things in real life. Sometimes I see very unfortunate people. They make me sad.
What do you mean, unfortunate?
People who don't have what they need. They don't have enough food or clothing or love.
Like the girl in the story.
I'm sad about people that are afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid of anything. Like the girl in the story.
When she was lost?
Yes, when she was lost, she was afraid. And when her mother died, she was afraid. That's sad.
And when people are in a war, they're afraid.
Of course.
I understand now what makes you unhappy.